This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You're listening to The Checkup, our weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. Today, we look at Accountable Care Organizations, or ACOs. Those are groups of independent providers in a particular community who join together to coordinate care and to save money. ACOs can include hospitals, physicians, and specialists. A subsidiary of the State Medical Association, MedKind Network Services, operates three of the ACOs in Maryland. Craig Bem is executive director who oversees them, and he joins me now in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
And Adam Weinstein is a nephrologist, a kidney specialist based in Easton. He's the medical director of one of those ACOs, the Maryland Accountable Care Organization of Eastern Shore, and he joins us by phone. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Weinstein, what to you is, what should people understand about how an ACO changes things?
So I think the most important part about how an ACO works is this, the relative seamlessness it is to the patients. From a physician standpoint, an ACO is an organization that provides support services for the practice that will help the practice provide better care for the patients ultimately. It may come in the form of IT support. It may come in the form of data gathering and feedback for that practice, as well as care managers who work with the practice to find the patients that need extra support along the way, often not something that the practice itself could provide. And so from my end and from the physician end, I think it offers a level of opportunity for care we've not yet had while not changing the day-to-day experience of the patient.
Craig Bem, one of the goals of ACOs is to save money. How do they do that?
Ultimately, the best way to save money is to prevent the high-cost areas of care. So if we can get, our philosophy has been, if we can get people the correct treatment at the correct level at the correct time, then that will decrease cost in the long run. So using Dr. Weinstein, a nephrologist, as a perfect example, if we can have somebody come in and receive their treatments on the day of the service without missing appointments, then we'll save probably an emergency room visit at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, which will cost 10, 15, 20 times more than just the regular checkup would have.
And as I understand it, if the ACO saves money, the ACO gets to keep some of that savings.
Correct. So for the first time, especially primary care physicians have a skin in the game, as we put it. So instead of just looking at the 18% of the healthcare dollar that goes towards professional services, physicians can now look at treatment options, be a little more creative on what they do to save the system money.
It's a technical medical term, skin in the game.
Yeah, Dr. Weinstein taught it to me, yes.
But seriously, I don't get how you measure it. I mean, how do you decide what you're saving from?
So you would not be surprised to hear that CMS has very complicated formulas. They have assigned certain Medicare.
CMS is the federal agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid.
Correct. And they have assigned certain beneficiaries, patients, to our physicians, to our ACO, based on where they receive care. And they look at the total Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B spend for these patients. So these are all fees associated with their health care except for their prescription drugs. And at the end of each performance year, they add up the total amount that was spent, and they then compare that to our benchmark, which was the historical spend for these patients. And essentially, if our new spend is less than the old spend or the projected spend, then we get to keep half of the savings.
Have you started seeing savings?
We haven't yet. We, as you said, we are managing three ACOs. One, we believe, will come in a little bit below the benchmark. Another will come in a little bit above the benchmark. And the third started after the first two, so we're not sure. But as we've been saying, there's a very long startup process for these organizations. And I don't believe that we have realistic expectations for savings until probably later this year or sometime next year.
Dr. Weinstein, why do doctors join HCOs? When you speak with them, what is it that they are looking to happen in this new network?
Well, I think there's a number of things happening simultaneously, and you know, there's not one clear motivation amongst all the physicians that join. I think many physicians feel frustrated by their inability to get to the root of some of the issues they see day to day. That is, things like my patient would take the medicines if they could get to the pharmacy or if they had support to understand their pill boxes and fill them adequately. I think some physicians are very concerned about reimbursement for the future and figuring out ways that they can do better things, meaning spend more time with people or do a better job caring for their diseases as we find increasing pressures to drive down pricing from the insurance companies and CMS or Medicare payments. But I don't think there's any one motivator for any one or any common motivator amongst all the physicians. I think everybody joins because they see some potential to do things better, to share data better.
And what kind of reaction now that it's underway?
Well, you know, there's mixed reactions. I think as people begin to realize the kinds of data that we're asking them to collect, there can sometimes be frustration that they have to change the way they provide they document or provide care. There's some people that are very excited about it and looking for ways to do this and share the data and get the data back to see how they're doing as a practice. Again, I think it's as mixed as the motivation. I've heard the gamut of praise to complaint.
Craig Behm, you mentioned in passing, I believe, the Medicare Shared Savings Program. That's kind of that's like the legal basis for a lot of ACOs?
Correct.
So does that mean that ACOs are really kind of at this point focused on older patients, on patients on Medicare?
That's exactly right. So the technical capital accountable care organizations were established by the Medicare Innovations Office. And they are looking specifically at Medicare beneficiaries. Now, what seems to be happening is that certain commercial payers are extending the same philosophy and similar programs to either commercial populations or just general insurance products, or even some states are looking at Medicaid and dual eligible programs as well.
But I'm a little confused because I had the sense that the ACOs really change practices, that you know, that physicians in their practice are collecting different data, analyzing it, changing how they manage. I mean, you wouldn't do that just for your older patients. You got to change everything, right?
Right. And that's a lot of the challenge. But ACOs are a first step on probably a long reform process. What we're doing, what we're trying to do, is support small community practices to practice better medicine with better data for all their patients. And right now, Medicare is what's going to hopefully pay back some savings and really provide the incentives to do so. But I think to your point, it's completely unrealistic to assume that Dr. Weinstein's going to practice one way for 20% of his patients and a different way for the 10% of Medicaid and a different way for his Care First patients. And so ultimately, we think we're going to drive value for the entire system by making practices use better tools, use better information, and provide better care.
Well, I wish you luck with it. We will check in with you at some point. When is Dr. Weinstein, when is the right time to check in again?
I think 6 months to 12 months would be a reasonable time frame.
Okay, we'll do it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Craig Behm is Executive Director, MedKind Network Services, which operates three of the ACOs in Maryland. Dr. Adam Weinstein is a nephrologist, a kidney specialist who practices in Easton. He's the medical director of the Maryland Accountable Care Organization of Eastern Shore. We've got more information about ACOs on our website, wypr.org/thecheckup, as well as more episodes of this series. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, the latest from author Laura Lippman. Stay with us on 88.1.